In recent days, a number of members of Parliament have faced pressures and intimidation from members of the government because of their declared or assumed desire for a vote of confidence in the party leadership of the Prime Minister.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
It is, of course, the duty of the Government Whip's Office to secure the government's business in the House of Commons. However, it is not their function to breach the ministerial code in threatening to withdraw investments from members of Parliament's constituencies which are funded from the public purse.
Let me ask you about a barefaced lie. Why did you lie? 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 Why did you lie?
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in. Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
But you're a nasty piece of work, aren't you?
I say whip it. Whip it good. I say whip it.
You're a nasty piece of work, aren't you?
Additionally, reports to me and others of members of staff at No. 10 Downing Street, special advisers, government ministers and others encouraging the publication of stories in the press seeking to embarrass those who they suspect of lacking confidence in the Prime Minister is similarly unacceptable.
You're a nasty piece of work, aren't you?
The intimidation of a Member of Parliament is a serious matter.
You're a nasty piece of work, aren't you?
Moreover, the reports of which I'm aware would seem to constitute blackmail. Blackmail. Blackmail.
Just when I thought I was out.
Why did you lie? 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 You're a nasty piece of work, aren't you? What does that say about you, Boris Johnson?
Right.
Aren't you, in fact, making up quotes, lying to your party leader, wanting to be part of someone being physically assaulted? You're a nasty piece of work, aren't you? Conrad Black, your friend, convicted fraudster. Even he says he doesn't trust you completely.